Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and once again it is my pleasure to welcome everyone to Just a Minute. And also welcome our four panellists. We have three of our regular players of the game, Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Clement Freud, and as our guest we welcome someone who has never played the game before, a most distinguished broadcaster of many years, Stanley Unwin. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Ian Messiter with his whistle ready to blow when 60 seconds is up, and also keep the score. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak, if they can, on the subject I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Peter Jones, will you start the show this week? And the subject is winter pyjamas. You have 60 seconds, as usual, beginning now.
I've got three pairs of thick pyjamas. Two were given to me by my wife, and one I bought after the sales were over. And they're a great comfort in the very cold weather. They've all got strong waistbands so that you don't wake up in the morning to find that your legs are tied together at the ankles. And if you leap out of bed terribly quickly, it can be a very bad start to the day if you fall headlong across the bedroom floor. Now, these are pink and blue. I can't remember now, and you're probably not terribly interested, in which is in the majority, but they have white stripes in between the two different colours. I suppose green might be obtainable, but I don't have any. Black and white would be probably...
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a definite there. So, Clement, you have a correct challenge. A point for that. You take over the subject of winter pyjamas, and there are 7 seconds left, starting now.
I think on winter mornings it is a straight choice between pyjamas and drinking Austrian wine. And on the whole...
Whoever is speaking as the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Clement Freud. In fact, is anyone to have any points in that round? And, Clement, we'd like you to take the next round, which is trips, starting now.
My wife and youngest son and daughter went on a trip to Gambia over Christmas. And it really was terribly nice. The Gambians come up to you and say hello twice, but we can't in this game repeat. I am your friend... And they try and become your financial advisor, consultant, or work for you in some other capacity, which is enormously helpful, if only because...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, it was a hesitation, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was a full stop and yes. A pause and hesitation. 32 seconds are left for you, Peter, on trips. Starting now.
It would be nice to have an independent income and be free from time to time to just take...
And Clement Freud has challenged on...
Time to time.
I'm afraid.
Of course.
Yes, you've got to watch these little catchphrases because they trip you up in just a minute. 26 seconds left, Clement. Trips starting now.
Kenneth Williams goes on railway trips, which he finds good fun, although often there are leaves on the lines which... Make it very difficult to steer the train.
It was a long pause, wasn't there?
I know, I think he was waiting for the audience reaction.
Oh, actually. I see. Well, I think I would class it as hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, all right. Kenneth, and as we haven't heard from you yet, and I know Clement's a very generous player of the game, I will give you the benefit of the doubt and say you have 16 seconds to tell us something about trips, starting now.
The most memorable was my parents took me to Margate, and I had a stick of rock and an enormous paper parasol, and I was delighted to parade around in it. I thought it was the most chic thing.
So, Kenneth, speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. It's Clement Freud still in the lead. And Stanley Unwin, we're going to hear from you as you take the next round. And the subject for you, Stanley, is communication. Something of which I'm sure you have a lot to tell us about, because it's a subject in which I believe you are an expert. Is that
yes,
right?
Indeed,
right.
Yes.
And you begin now.
Oh. Well,
The early communication, of course, was the tom-tom, which is a wonderful form of communication between the natives of various continents of the world. But from the so-called civilized world, I think the early digital... early digital communication was the Morse code. Di-di-di-da-di-da, and so on. Then after that, we had... we had oral communication. Now, the trouble is, I find, is that our wonderful... our wonderful language, which very few of us bother to speak properly, you know. You might... but... there's always a first time on a programme, you know. But deep folly. Communication. I found one day that a chap wasn't listening to what I was trying to express.
Well, that was Stanley Unwin's first attempt at playing Just a Minute. And I think he hardly erred once, did you, Stanley? So nobody challenged you. And actually, if they didn't challenge you, I'm going to institute a new rule. Because, Stanley, you not only get a point for when the speaking as a whistle went, but you get a point for not being interrupted. And as you actually said, 77 times, I think that we'll give you a bonus point as well, another one.
I'd love to have told the story, what the chap didn't understand.
Let's hear it.
Yes, the chap wasn't listening to what I was trying to say. It was, I was trying to get my car repaired. So I thought I'd try it on him. So I said, it's a middle stripe service every 500 mile load. He said, we can't cope with that. So I said, could you cope with as much as the sales of Charlotte Street? Oh, yes, he said, I'll put you through. So he put me through to the sales, and the chap from the other said, sales Temple Street. I said, I want to supersede the availability before the four that sort came through. Oh, he said, you'll have to wait 2 to 3 months. So I wanted him to say, what the hell are you talking about? So I asked him, should I be able to get another civil with the O if I came down? He said, yes, we close at 6, that'll be all right.
Obviously, Stanley, you don't need a minute. You need about 5 minutes for each one. You were building up to tell us that story, were you?
Yes, I was. I do beg your pardon, though.
That's all right. No, he's the parcel over the pardon, though. I mean, the personality. Yes. You're in the lead.
Oh, really? Don't
with Clement Freud, it's Kenneth Williams' turn to begin, and the subject, Kenneth, is cards. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
It led me into the most extraordinary adventure. I was walking along, and she produced these cards, ostensibly, you know, the kind of cards that identify people, you know. And it said, pose plastic. And I thought, well, you know, perhaps it's an amusing exhibition. And I found myself with three other people in this back room in Birmingham, round a bed on which these people were displaying various kinds of anatomical...
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of people.
Yes, I'm afraid you've
been
repeating
people. Well, it was jolly good if you've been there. Yes.
And we just got to the anatomical...
I'd like to hear the end of this.
I know. We just got to the anatomical part, didn't we? Yes. What happened after the anatomical bit?
We were all round this bed, you see, watching. And this woman was supposed to get into this plastic pose. Pose plastic, you know what it is. They all actually had to do one of these. But she got the cramp. And she was screaming, you know, like that. It was murder. And we all started, you know, we all took a step back. Well, actually, I fell over the chair because I'd actually stood up to get a closer look, you see. Because I do think it's very healthy to be curious, don't you? Yes, I'm sure you do too. But anyway, there came an awful banging at the door, you see. And this landlord said the room was being used for improper purposes. Not apropos the display, but because they were charging admission, you see.
Yes.
And he said that constituted a trade.
Well, we're very interested to hear the sort of work you did before you became an actor.
That's right.
Cramp or no cramp. There are 22 seconds left for Clement Freud, because he had a correct challenge a little while ago, and the subject is cards, Clement, starting now.
This is not actually the programme stipulated on my contract.
Ah, and Stanley Unwin has pressed his buzzer. Stanley, you have challenge. What is your challenge?
Well, the challenge is that there was nothing about cards there at all, I felt, from Clement.
Well, he actually came to a stop, and he hesitated, didn't he?
Oh, yes, there was hesitation. Yeah,
yes,
well.
I'm glad you spotted that as well. Stanley, you have the subject of cards, and there are 14 seconds left, starting now.
On cards. Well, legerdemain is the use...
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Hesitation.
Yes, I don't think I can let you have it this time, Stanley. I let you have it 17 times last time, so... So what a hesitation. Can you watch the Stanley? It's not helpful
indeed.
In this game.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. There are 10 seconds left for you, Peter, on cards, starting now.
Chico Chehegram Mutila Musgraven 3 is something, if written on a card, would be quite difficult to pronounce, even if Stanley were reading it. Now...
Right, so Peter Jones is speaking as the whistle went. Gained that extra point, and it is very close with Stanley Unwin, Clement Freud in the lead, just ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, you've just started. Peter, it's time to hear from you again. The subject, potatoes. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I wish this were called Just a Second, because I don't really know a lot about potatoes. They belong to the same family as tomatoes, the same...
Clement Freud challenged.
They don't.
Yes, they do. They have the same sort of leaf.
They
are.
Yes, they do. They
have the same sort of leaf, but
they
I don't
are related.
Think. Anyway, Clement Freud was correct in his challenge. And so he has the subject of potatoes with 52 seconds left, starting now.
One of the very great dangers at the moment is rhizomania, which is a disease which attacks potatoes and is exported from Holland and other continental countries in the earth surrounding the tuber. I could have said potatoes because it is the word on the card, but I've chose to use another...
Kenneth, you've got in this time with a challenge, and 33 seconds for you on potatoes, starting now.
One of the very nice ways to have them is in the jacket, you know, put in the oven, giving them about an hour, say. They're awfully good if you sprinkle a bit of cheese and black pepper on the top. Now, King Edward does come out of this very creditably. The new, on the other hand, are best from Jersey. Now, I find the floury content in them most delectable. On the other hand, people say to me, often, that they would rather have something more tough.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, more So, Clement, you've got in with 4 seconds to go on potatoes, starting now.
Mashed potatoes are probably my favourite way of eating them. You rub...
Clement Freud told us quite a lot about potatoes, also speaking as a whistle when gained an extra point, and we go from one subject concerned with food to another, and I'm sure this is especially for you, Clement, because Ian Messer has come up with the subject of Roman dormouse cooking. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
If you...
Clement, there's a
hesitation.
Oh, no, I think that was a bit too sharp.
Hesitation, I thought.
Yes, you heard it too, didn't you? Yes, he hesitated, he said.
How do you hear a
hesitation?
Look at him. No. There's an unwritten rule amongst the regulars. They are allowed to get underway. Even Clement Freud is, in spite of his brilliance at the game. So there was only 3/4 of a second there, actually. And we're still with Clement Freud on Roman dormouse cooking, starting now.
If you have to eat a Roman dormouse, cooked would be my favourite way. Boiling, steaming...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
I think there was an over 3/4 of a second pause. There.
Yes. I would agree with that one. Yes, he'd made his point and the laughter was not as long as he expected. 52... 52 seconds for you, Peter, to talk on Roman dormouse cooking, starting now.
Well, being a vegetarian, I'm not terribly interested in cooking dormice.
Kenneth Williams, child.
Hesitation.
There was an there. Yes, Kenneth, so you want to talk on the subject, obviously, because you've been very keen to get in. There are 47 seconds on Roman Dormouse cooking starting now.
When I mentioned this to Stanley Unwin, he said to me, rise in the early morn to the waking thoughts of clarity in the Milo, trip open that very quickly, the ancient creature sparkles where the wax or Ulysses stuff it in the eardrobe in order to pass the siren safely. And that is the best way, he said, to cook a dormouse. And you do it with hay, all in a box, with plenty of warmth all round, and in about 3 or 4 days you'll find...
Stanley Unwin is challenged.
Hesitation.
Repetizione.
Repetizione, what of?
Well, there was all this fundamold of speak it, which is now probably hold my eardrobes.
Yeah, that's right. He did say phobolobe more than he did repeat that, didn't he?
Yes, the connection was there, yes,
yes,
indeed.
Right. So, Stanley, you've got him with 22 seconds on Roman Dormouse cooking, starting now.
Well, the humanization of the abattoir for decapitation of the dormouse, especially the Roman variety, has to be considered first. But if you open the baked potato, to which was just referred, you put the dormouse in with a sprint load of cheese for it. This brings out a very fine flame, you see. And...
Well, with a little help from his friends, Stanley Unwin kept going till the whistle went, gained an extra point, and he's actually ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams, but he is trailing Clement Freud, our leader. And Stanley, we're back with you to start. The subject is classical music. Would you like to tell us something about classical music in just a minute, starting now?
For classical music, which is a broad subject, I would like to choose a composer named... I've forgotten his name. and he was an Italian who was born at Trapani, and his name was Scarlatti. Now, Scarlatti, a classical composer, had two sons and a daughter, and the daughter's name I've forgotten for the moment, but it's not all that important. But he does underline the point of the classical music and what it can lead to. The son was a violinist.
Peter Jones is challenged.
Well, first of all, he hesitated because he couldn't remember Scarlatti. And then he repeated Scarlatti.
Yes.
And then he went off Scarlatti altogether and talked about something else.
Mm.
So I think he's got a triple challenge coming.
But I'm afraid I can only give you 1 point for your challenge, Peter.
Hardly
worthwhile. But
you
have the subject now. So, Peter, will you tell us something about classical music with 21 seconds left, starting now?
Yes, I've got used to it in the last few years. I didn't used to listen at all, and now I'm absolutely...
Kenneth Williams,
too child. Used.
Yes.
Really?
I got used to it and didn't used to listen.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah. Amazing. I didn't know Kenneth was paying attention to what I said. Amazing.
Oh, you never know what Kenneth's getting up to. When he's sleeping. There we are. The 15 seconds on classical music for you, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, of course, it was Stanley Unwin who introduced me to one of the most interesting, Monteverdi, and he pointed out that the sostenuto, and especially when attenuated, is hauntingly lovely. I felt that very deep.
So Kenneth gained points in that round. He's equal in second place with Stanley Unwin. They're still trailing our leader by 2 points, who is Clement Freud. And Kenneth, we're back with you to begin. And the subject, Sappho. Will you tell us something about that man in this game, starting now?
Well, it's always delightful to correct the chairman, because Sappho was the most famous poetess of antiquity, and she was born about 650 BC. Kirke, I think, is what the critics write. She was reputed to have had to leave Lesbos under something of a cloud and whisked herself off to Mytilene, but returned later, where historical legend, whatever you like, has it that she threw herself off the Leucasian rock because of unrequited love with Phaon. Now she's only left us 2 extant odes, the rest are fragments. but the English translation of one is, say not the candle starts to gutter, no, do not utter that last goodbye, but blow out. I haven't finished.
So Kenneth took the subject of the poetess Sappho. You kept going for 60 seconds without being interrupted, so you not only get a point for speaking as a whistlewind, but a bonus point for not being interrupted, so you are now equal in the lead with Clement Freud. Peter, the subject for you is the lady I saw you with last night. That is the subject on the card. Can you talk on it for just a minute, starting now?
Well, the lady I saw you with last night, Nicholas, was around here earlier this afternoon. And I gave her a fiver, and I said that should get you as far as Gatwick. After that, you're on your own, because I don't want any scandal to impinge on this program that I'm in, because I feel we'd all be tarred with the same brush if she started to write articles in the newspapers. Now, she was rather short, I thought, not only of money, but in stature, was wearing a fun fur, though quite why it was called that, I'm not sure. And what she had underneath, I'm not certain of either. Perhaps very little. But there she was on the platform, and she didn't even have a ticket to go through the barrier.
Kenneth Williams was challenged.
Well, he started laughing and stopped.
Well, he's ridiculous. What a ridiculous subject to give me, you know. I never get any classical allusions or anything of that kind in my... The lady I saw you with last night, he gets some old Greek, you know.
Kenneth, you've got in very cleverly... Not cleverly, no, it was very easily, actually. With 5 seconds to go on the lady I saw you with last night, starting now.
Well, at the music hall, they always said it was that lady I saw you with last night, and they said it was my brother who just walks like that. But then, of course, that wasn't the subject of the car.
So Kenneth got in again and also spoke as a whistle when, so he's now in the lead ahead of Clement Freud, who begins the next round. And Clement, the subject for you is decoys. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
If you shoot duck, which I don't, you need decoys, which is why I have none. You float them on the water, and the animals see them from above, think, there are my mates, come and settle, and you then loose off both barrels at them and cook them for dinner on a medium flame, having previously plucked and drawn and possibly quartered the bird.
Kenneth Williams challenged.
Oh, deviation. He said the animals that see them above. I mean, the birds are not animals.
36 seconds to go, starting now.
The most famous decoy was a man they got dressed up to look like Montgomery, and they convinced the Germans that it was him in an area which was nothing to do with where the Allied offensive was going to take place. And consequently, the intelligence given to Berlin was contrary to all the expectations that had been built up. And this fellow came there and was actually seen in London. People cheered, said, hooray, General Montgomery, how
and
more?
Clement Freud has challenged.
What?
To Montgomery. Two Montgomerys.
Well, of course there were two Montgomerys. It was a double.
Clement Freud got in with 4 seconds to go on decoys, starting now.
The other decoy that I would like to talk about, especially while...
So Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went. He's still just behind our leader, Kenneth Williams. They're both somewhat ahead of Stanley Unwin and Peter Jones. And Stanley, your turn to begin. The subject is art. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now? Kevin Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
That is most unfair, Clement. After all, Professor Unwin is a guest on the programme, and I think he deserves a little bit of courtesy.
I take
it... buzzing in before a man you've got a chance to get underway.
Thank you. I must explain to our listeners that the round of applause was not so much for what Kenneth said, but the way he acted up the part.
They applauded because they thought he was leaving.
I thought it because of the way he stuck out that little posterior of his, actually.
As oh, well, he starts to his own.
So, Kenneth, I wouldn't allow it when you challenged Clement Freud with only 1 second on the clock. And our guest, I agree with what you've just said. So, Stanley, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. And you have 59 seconds to go on art, starting now.
Art is connoted with beauty. And beauty, as you all know, is in the eye of the beholder. I think it was Ralph Emerson who said, you must carry it with you or you'll never find it, unquote. And in order to build up a picture of art, you must have some idea of linear perspective, which starts at the beginning and finishes at the end. Then you must have spatial relations, which are lumps in between, you see? If you also have a human being there and there's a little spherical globule on the armpecker, they call that a circlode of confusion, see? Now, in the spatial relations and the linear perspective, all this joy comes back into the individual hold. So you really must carry it with you or you'll never find it. You see what I mean? Ah, there's joy. Oh, no. So you may want to manifest your art by getting a bicycle and riding it over a lump of solid lock paint.
So Stanley Unwin once again kept going through his subject until the whistle went. I don't think the others knew where to challenge, actually. So you are not called Professor Stanley Unwin, nicknamed such for nothing, Stanley. We have to say goodbye, but before I do that, let me give you the final score. Peter Jones, who gave us his usual wit and charm and all the other qualities he brings to the show, did finish in fourth place. Stanley Unwin gained a large number of points. Goodness knows how, but he did gain them. And your contribution will be cherished and relished, I'm sure. Because you finished in second place, only 2 points behind Clement Freud, who was 2 points behind this week's winner. Once again, it is Kenneth Williams. Before we close, may I say thank you and goodbye on behalf of the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, and, of course, our delightful panel. Goodbye until the next time when we play Just a Minute. Goodbye.